So welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham and welcome to my show. And today we're taking a call from Nick, who's making over $100,000 a year and living in his parents' basement at 24 years old, wants to know whether or not he should continue living in his parents' basement or if it's worth it for him to go and get his own place. So let's bring him on the show and see what's going on. So Nick, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hi, Graham. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. Thanks for being on. What's up?
Not much. Basic background is I'm 24 years old and I live in my parents' basement.
Nice.
Last year or this year, I'm making $150,000. And I have a few questions for you. Some of my background is I'm a construction manager in new home development, single family residential. Family owned company. That's where I get a majority of my income, about $100,000 of that. I have a few closings from some of our homes at our other project as a real estate agent. So that's about $20,000 of my income. And then the rest of the $30,000 is basically just from side hustles. Anything I could do, backyard installations, snow removal, working on cars, things like that, is going to total about $30,000. But I recently took a new job with our company and I moved out to Montana. And then part of that, I moved into my parents' basement. And I started watching your videos about a year ago and really started getting serious with my income, my debt and everything. I used to have three cars. I sold two of them. I'm down to one now, but basically my main question is, you know, I'm a young individual making this kind of money and I just don't know where my next step is. It's almost like a reverse midlife crisis. I'm now saving all my money and, I'm kind of torn on what to do next. I'm in the real estate industry and, I just really wanted to pick your brain on what I should be looking for in next steps.
Jeez, I mean, that's a good question. You're doing so well right now. And I mean, let's start here. How sustainable is your income right now? I mean, do you see this as something you could be doing for another 10, 20 years? Can you make more money doing this?
I think, yes, my salary can increase, you know, with a COLA increase each year. But I think I got to start finding some more side hustles. I have an opportunity to do a few spec homes a year, which can bring in $30,000 to $40,000 each. And that's another question. You know, you're big on rentals. What's your thought on selling them for cash, you know, and taking it as a profit, or keeping them as rentals and I get my, you know, my residual income as well as the appreciation in the home?
I'm never a fan of buying and flipping. I think, number one, I think for tax reasons, if you flip a property less than a year, you're buying a property with the intention of flipping it, it's treated as ordinary income, which is taxed so much higher. So for that reason alone, I will never go and like try to flip a property. It just isn't worth it because then half your income gets eaten up by taxes. So I'm always a fan of rentals and you could depreciate that. You keep the rental income, you pay it off over 30 years and eventually it's owned outright. And then maybe in the future, if you want to sell it, you 1031 exchange it to something else. So that's why I'm always a huge fan of rentals. That's not my business. I know some other people go in and they'll do apartment buildings. Like Ben Mala, I think, is a perfect example of this. He'll go into like a hotel or an apartment building, buy it, spend like a few years fixing it up, rent it out, and then keep it long enough so he can do a 1031 exchange, sell it, and go do that to something else. So something like that I think is a lot better because you're deferring taxes indefinitely and you're keeping these rentals and you're building up a huge portfolio. But just going and building these spec homes one-off and selling them and selling them and I think it's so much more work than what it's worth, you know? That's just my opinion.
No, that's a great point. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, of course. But other than that, I mean, so you're living in your parents' basement. Is that worth it to you?
Well, I've been doing it for about 3 months, and I guess that's another question is, you know, how, you know, it's great for, I have a ton of discretionary income now. It's not ideal, but it's, you know, where do I draw the line? And, you know, for the past 7 years, I've been on my own and I just did this, you know, I moved up here and it was just temporarily till I build my own place. but the savings is just huge, and I can use that money for, you know, to build rental properties or whatever. I'm just kind of torn.
How much are you saving living with your parents?
Well, my last one-bedroom, one-bath apartment was $1,500 a month, and now I pay $500 a month.
So you're saving $1,000 a month. And what's your gross income?
It's about $9,000. That's what I would conservatively say my salary is. Everything else I don't count as my income.
So you're saving an extra, you know, let's call it 10% with, like, other little miscellaneous utilities and stuff like that. So 10% of your income. I don't know. I believe there becomes a point where the amount you save just isn't worth it. Here's the thing. I don't know your relationship with your parents. I think if you're going to live with your parents in your 20s is going to be the time to do it. You know, I think once you hit late 20s, 30, then it starts becoming weird. Being, you know, 20-something, I think it's more socially acceptable. If you said a 25-year-old is living with their parents, I'd be like, oh, you know, that's fine. You know, I wouldn't think any. You say 35 and you're like, what's going on? So right. I think two ways. Number one, I think if you're going to do it, now is the time to do it. But I also feel like your independence is worth something. And if you feel like your parents might be holding you back or you might not be able to have the life that you want being on your own, then I think it's worth it to spend the extra money being on your own. Really depends. I mean, if your parents give you the freedom to basically just come and go as you please, they don't get in your way, they're not, you know, halting your growth and maturity, and so, then I would almost be in the train of thought, like, if they're cool with it and you could save an extra $1,000 a month, where's the harm in that? If nothing bad is coming from that, knowing that you can't be doing this forever, you know?
Yeah. I think that's just where I got to draw the line is that's what I'm trying to figure out is my next move, more or less, is do I start piling money into creating these rental properties, or do I focus on myself? You know, it's the short-term versus the long-term question that everybody always battles.
I don't really think it's a short or a long-term thing. You know, I just think it's whatever your preference is at the moment. I mean, every month you're doing this, you're saving $1,000. So, if you could do is what's another $5,000, $6,000 or $12,000 worth to you? Is that worth it to stay at home?
Right.
You know, do you have a good relationship with your parents?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I do.
And they enjoy you staying there?
They do. Not forever. I would say maybe they would probably cap me at 12 months. I just don't know if I should be rushing to get out to figure out my next move. You know, I kind of get antsy. I'm always wondering what my next move should be, even though I don't think that's always the best way to think because I get caught up almost tunnel vision.
Yeah. You know what? So, I almost think given another 12 months, save another 12 grand, put that towards a rental property. You know, that's what I think. 12,000 in a rental, you could probably get an extra 10% off that. So you'll get an extra, you know, $1,200 a year, an extra $100 a month, really for the rest of your life. Just by living there an extra year, everything is fine. It seems like you have a good relationship with them. They don't mind it. It's not doing anything to you. You know, so you're basically living there for an extra $100 a month for the rest of your life if you save $12,000. You know, that to me seems it's worth it because you can't do it forever. You can't do it in your 30s. You know, you preferably don't do it in your 30s, but I don't see the harm in it. But again, just my recommendation, if you ever feel like they're getting in your way or you can't do the things you want to do, then move. But until that point, I say stay, enjoy it, live it up all you can, save the extra money, don't spend it on anything stupid, and put it to good use, you know? That's what I would do.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. Any other questions you had or anything else you wanted to cover?
What would you consider solid growth in terms of income that you traditionally see for salary? I've grown quickly and now I have discretionary income. Like you said, don't spend it on something stupid. Well, now I got this big old egg in my bank account and I want to go spend it. What's $5 here? What's $10 here? Well, it really starts adding up. And I think you said in one of your videos, you check Mint every day. Well, now I do that every day. Mm-hmm. And, it's a
going, you know what? I think if you have a goal of something you want to buy, that's going to prevent you from spending the money. Like mm-hmm. for me, I usually throw it all on a property. Whenever I get a certain amount of money in my bank account, I'm like, oh, it's time to go shopping to buy another property. And I spend it all mm-hmm. on a property. I have like nothing left over in my bank account afterwards. And that's a good feeling because then it's like, okay, it's all deployed. I have no money just sitting there. Now I could build up my reserves again and do it again. I think if you have a goal in mind of something you want to do or something you're looking forward to doing or something you're looking forward to investing in, that's going to help you. Because if you just have this money aimlessly sitting there not doing anything, of course you're going to want to go and spend it. So have a goal in mind. Have something in mind where you say, I want to buy a rental property in this area. It's going to cost me this amount of money. It's going to get me this return. I got to save for a little bit more. And all that money goes towards that property.
That really helps. Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, I like to, this is my little thing, try to get round numbers in your bank account. Like, I love to think like, okay, my Ally Bank, I want it to say exactly 250 grand in there. So I'll just like keep saving mm-hmm. until it says exactly 250. And I'm like, okay, now I can go to Wealthfront. I want it to say exactly certain amount uh-huh. in there. Have it say that. Let's go to PNC Bank. I want it to say exactly 100 grand in there. And you have these exact numbers. For me, I'm less likely to spend it. No, because if I think there's like, let's just call it like $302,784, I'm likely to spend it. But if it says exactly 300 grand, you bet I'm not touching mm-hmm. that because I do not want it to drop like 299,724. And then it's like, the whole thing is ruined. So even numbers for me help in curbing any sort of spending.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll definitely try that.
So try that. Even if it means it's like you have like 80 grand in an account or like 80,700 something, transfer the 700 and something into another account and just keep it at 80, you know? That will help you tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to try that right now. I think that will help tremendously. I don't like it going backwards, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So try that out and let me know what happens on that.
Definitely.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Dan. I really appreciate it. And keep me posted.
Definitely, Graham. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to more episodes.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe button, notification bell, add me on Instagram, go and join the Discord group down in the description. We have over 4,000 members, so if you want to be a part of it there, go and add yourself to that. And also, if you want to sign up for Webull, deposit $100, get 2 free stocks. One of those stocks could be valued up to $1,000. So if you just want 2 free stocks, just go and sign up, put $100 in there, get 2 free stocks. Enjoy that. Link in description. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.